Mark Cotter. I'm from a church in Slough, and I'm here as a guest of Jamal. I'd like to ask you how you respond to the prophetic teachings that we find right through the Bible that indicate that Jesus was to die. For example, we read in Isaiah chapter 53 of the suffering servant who was silent before his accusers and who was smitten for the transgressions of many. And we read also in that chapter that it's by his stripes that we're healed. And then we come to the Psalm 22, where it is prophesied that the Roman soldiers would cast lots for the clothing of Jesus, which actually happened when he was crucified. And then we come to the Gospels, and we see the numerous prophecies that Jesus himself gave to his disciples that the Son of Man would suffer and would be killed.
And for instance, where does he say that he will be killed?
There are,
show me one instance.
I don't have my Bible with me, but...
But any reference, where your reference to?
There are numerous references in the Gospels to the death
of Jesus. I understand your question. If you permit me to point out one important correction in your angle to this question. Most of the interpretations of the Old Testament are made in view of what happened or what Christians thought happened to Jesus Christ. But there is no positive, definite statement found anywhere in the New Testament where it is said that he would, that Jesus Christ, or let's say Christ, the Christ, would certainly be hanged to death. On the contrary, in principle, this possibility is totally ruled out in the Old Testament, where it is said that any claimant who claims to be from God and who is not sent by God, as a mark of his cursed death, will hang upon the tree and die upon the tree. This is understood not only by the Christians but also by the Jews to mean that any false claimant will be recognized in his falsehood if he is permitted by God to hang by the tree and die as such. So that rules out any possibility of a pious, holy, truthful person who claimed to be from God and God did send him, and who claimed to be in communion with God and God had talked to him, to have met such an end as is attributed to Jesus Christ. So there are vague references and clear-cut references. The vague references are generally presented by the Christians in favor of their understanding of what happened to Jesus Christ. But they forget one thing, that what Jesus himself said about himself in particular was totally contradictory to their inference of the Old Testament. There are two or three very important points which were clearly laid, the two statements of Jesus Christ, point not point, is clearly laid down by him, which predicted the events to take place. Number one, he pointed out that people of this age require from me a miracle. Now, the word is a mime, of course, but I am just referring to the verses. No miracle will be given unto them but the miracle of Jonah. Now, what was the miracle of Jonah? The miracle of Jonah is not a controversial miracle. Both by the Jews and the Christians, it was equally understood to mean that Jonah went through a situation in life which would have most probably resulted into his death. By commonly known human experience, he should not have survived that situation. But he remained alive throughout that period, and it was a case of survival of Jonah, not a revival of Jonah. So the central to that miracle is not the issue of revival, but the issue of survival. So how could Christ be taken to be true in that claim if the similar thing had not happened to him. The second thing which he said was, which is also very important and understand, which should be emphasized in this context, that he mentioned where he would go afterwards. And he mentioned clearly that he would leave them and go to the lost sheep of Israel. Correct or wrong?
I'm not aware that it says that in the Bible.
Yes, but if you read your Bible, you'll find this exactly mentioned. He said that he would go to the lost sheep of Israel. Now, all commentators understand the word sheep to mean the house of Israel, that the tribes of Israel, who had earlier migrated from the lands of Judea and Palestine. Now, the history, which again is not controversial, this is accepted history by all the scholars, tells us that out of the 12 tribes of Israel, only 2 had remained in the land of Palestine when Jesus Christ appeared. And 10 of the 12 tribes, about 200 years ago or so, had been dispersed throughout the world. So when he said he would go to the lost sheep of Israel, we know positively that he did not undertake any such journey between the time of the statement and the time of crucifixion. The period is well covered by the history and by the New Testament and everybody else. All that period between this statement and the crucifixion is well known. He never went to any, in search of any sheep of Israel. Was he false or was he right? This is the question. If he were right, and we believe he was right, then it must have happened after crucifixion. And it could only have happened after crucifixion if either he had survived upon crucifixion, as we understand, or he had been revived from death. But that implies further that after revival from death, he should not have ascended to heaven without having fulfilled his promise. So the contradiction within Christian view is this, that even if we take it at the face value of what they understand from the various statements, he seems to have been given a new life by God, come to life again. Let's consider that to be the case for a while. Where did he go then? Did he ascend to heaven? Or did he go in search of the lost sheep of Israel?
So the Gospels say that he ascended to heaven.
That's right. So there is a contradiction. Contradiction, this is a very important factor. Who is right and who is wrong? On the one hand is the promise of Jesus. He never said he would go to heaven. He said he would go in search of the lost sheep of Israel. On the other hand, there is a testimony of some so-called witnesses, and why I say so-called, I'll explain that, who say, no, Jesus was wrong. He didn't go in search of the lost sheep, but he went to heaven straight away. Why I call them so-called? Because now the Christian scholars have themselves agreed, without a shadow of doubt, almost all, not entirely, that those last 12 verses of St. Mark, where some witnesses are mentioned to have seen him ascend to heaven, are spurious verses. They were not in the original Bible. They were added on later on by some scribes.
So that is confirmed by the other Gospels. It's not unique to Mark.
No. Only one other Gospel, which is Luke. And it is also proved those verses are also spurious and interpolated later on. So on this, more and more Christian scholars' opinion is uniting, that the only 2 places where he seems to have been seen ascending to heaven are false attributes to the Bible, to the New Testament, they have no right to belong there. So, number one, in the first case, the decision should also be taken without regard to this new element. On the one hand is the testimony of Jesus Christ. He promises in clear words that he would go in search of lost sheep of Israel. He does not. If the statement of these so-called witnesses is true, I would prefer to accept Jesus' verdict rather than that of these spurious statements. And secondly, those witnesses have themselves been proved to be wrong. They're imposters. They're interpolators. So how could take the word of interpolators against the word of Jesus Christ?